it's happy hour here and everywhere.
That's right.
It's Friday, happy hour. All right, so a couple different things with TV are going on this weekend that I want to bring your attention to.
All right.
Tomorrow is 420, National Weed Day, or whatever we're going to call it. But High Hopes is a new Hulu reality show that lifts the veil on Hollywood's budding cannabis industry, and it's executive produced docuseries by Jimmy Kimmel. And it's called High Hopes. And the show documents the day-to-day life of Los Angeles-based cannabis dispensary just off of Hollywood Boulevard as brothers Salva and Mishka manage their rambunctious roster of employees and prepare to expand their business. And it's called MMDs are short for medical marijuana dispensaries. They're called MMDs out there. And this location is a tourist location, kind of right off the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And Jimmy's just, I heard him talking about it with someone this week, so I had to go look into it. But I think people might not want to admit it, but they might want to know what goes on a dispensary.
I'm very interested.
I'm not.
No?
Well, we'll see.
I'm interested in what the dispensary sells.
I know, but it's like, what do you do if you've never been into one? It's a peek inside.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people, it hasn't been legal here.
Exactly. It's new to us, so it might be kind of interesting to see what you can expect. I'm as a person who's traveled a lot, and I have found that just like, you know, in Vegas where they court, you know, like taxis and they give you a, if they bring you to a strip club, you know, they get a little kickback. They do that in like San Diego or Denver, wherever you go. If you tell your taxi, like, hey, I need to go to a dispensary, they have certain dispensaries they bring you. They also get a little kickback.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, a little tip there. Usually it's a good one. So,
all right, this other one, and then we'll get to Gary Lurie, is Unlocked, and it's on Netflix, and it's called A Jail Experiment. And they didn't, what did I say wrong?
Experiment.
What did I call it?
Experiment.
Oh,
experiment.
Like spearmint gum.
Yeah, you know, it's cousin.
That's a new word.
You usually say experiment, much all like right, you say milk. For
I
milk.
Can't wait till I'm done. Milk, I drink milk, people, but it has 8 episodes. I know it. And what it is it's a docuseries that a sheriff, Eric Higgins, and he is located in Pulaski in Arkansas County Jail. And, he implements a radical social experiment to grant the
immortality. There she goes again. Experiment.
Oh, God. I know. Anyway, whatever.
What is
it? Anyway, he's trying to see if the people in prison can have more freedom.
Ah.
So the guys are, it was good, but there's a big controversy because he didn't get approval from the county.
Oh.
He didn't get that much filmed.
It's already on. It's already out there. And it's on, and there's 8 episodes, but it's been all over today.
Are you going to watch this?
I kind of am.
Yeah.
Because I think it's kind of interesting.
Sounds that one sounds to me a little bit more of an interesting look into like the correctional system rather than the weed system. But I think that sounds really interesting.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway. That there's 46 inmates, and it's just kind of their story trying to figure out how to get along together without being locked in their jails all day.
That's good. Yeah, that's
and what does that look like, and how can they do it? Now to Gary.
I'm 72, and I'm your first ever Golden Bachelor.
I was thinking about being in jail last night on a Will Trent episode.
Oh.
Where, it's kind of an overarching story.
Was Will Trent on last night?
I don't know if there was a new one. I was a little bit behind, but remember that one character from Ally McBeal, that Greg German?
Yeah.
And then
it's Yodel.
Yeah, Yodel. That guy who loved Diane Cannon because she had a waddle.
There was
Waddle, and I call him Yodel. It's the Waddle.
The Waddle.
It's that guy.
We had a break from an episode last night. So the last one was April 9th. So the next one will be April 30th.
Thank you.
That is a good show, people.
I love it.
It is so good based on the Karen Slaughter. He's the one 90%. Who gave me insight into your dyslexia. Will Trent is the GBI agent. And how does somebody in this criminal investigative role do his job with ADD and dyslexia? But it turns out those very things actually help him be a thinker in a different way.
Oh,
anyway, I'm just telling you, it gave me a lot of insight, Julia, into all the reading that has been required of you over all these years and how easy it is for some people. And then, like, when you have dyslexia, it's harder. It's so much harder to read.
That's why I went to Learning Rx, so I could speed it up.
Yeah. You're not
and
alone.
That helped a lot.
Yeah, Greg, you know,
my pronunciation is still off because I have the ear dyslexia. Yeah.
You do have ear dyslexia.
But I didn't spend time on that.
An undiagnosed thing. It's just a theory of mine.
I missed third grade. How to pronounce vowels, how to pronounce sounds. I did. I skipped third grade.
I'm not laughing at you. It's just I love how you bring it up.
It's showing up in my later life. I'm going to go back to third grade.
Yeah. Billy Madison.
People are saying, what are you doing? You know, after this ends, I'm going back to grade school.
That's right.
I would actually think that would be interesting. All right. But Gary.
Well, the Hollywood Reporter just did a whole timeline of how Bachelor Gary has gone from, you know, saving the franchise to sliming the franchise.
Yes.
And today, ABC put out a casting call, or maybe yesterday. They're looking for men to date the Golden Bachelorette. So they're casting, and people have just been flaming all of it because for some reason the Golden Bachelor, which revived the Bachelor,
yes,
it had mega ratings that very first night, 7 million. But in 20 years of the Bachelor, Teresa and Gary's golden wedding is the shortest ever marriage across all. And there's been a lot of, you know, crazy relationships, drama. Mm-hmm. But at clocking in at 100 days, these two are the fastest, the quickest. And other Bachelor people that have been a part of Bachelor Nation in the sense they've been on TV, they're like, this guy is the worst.
Well, listen, they just did. I mean, if you look at their timeline before they announced this, very quick decision. They were on like a week earlier, they were on a podcast together talking about how blissfully happy they were. Yeah. And then and I think it just came so out of left field. And I think Teresa was taken aback that Gary drove it, like what you said. Mm-hmm. And I'm reading different things. He thought Teresa was too snooty. I don't know what any of that means. But yeah, he took it down. He kind of smashed it hard, didn't he?
Yeah, he really did. So people are just like, why should we believe in the Golden Bachelor anymore?
And
The Hollywood Reporter is just saying, like, this is kind of because they talked about doing this for 10 years before they did it. It was such a long time in the making because
they should make a commitment in the future. You have to stay together for 6 months.
Well, I don't think anyone will sign that kind of a thing. No one had a gun making them get married. Gary said, we don't have time to waste because he was so greedy for the free trip to Italy.
And then they put it off till May.
I know.
So he didn't even get to take it. They got married January 4th.
Yeah. And, you know, we know that Gary's whole past is a lie and that ABC buffed it and polished it. And, you know, it's a franchise success story. So anyway, he got an agent in January. I'm like, I don't really know what he would be the good face for. Viagra?
Not honesty.
Maybe? Yeah.
Pickleball?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I feel like he's very tarnished, Lori.
Yes. I do too.
He's very tarnished. Yes. And I think whoever signed him, let's say agent loosely.
Yeah.
Because it could be an agent like you that just yells at him.
Right, right. Well, here, his agent is, I'll tell you.
I mean, is it CAA?
Gersh. Gersh, the Gersh Agency. G-E-R-S-H. And, you know, they said in that Nightline interview with Juju Chang,
it's the fourth largest talent in literary. Maybe he's going to write a book.
Maybe. Teresa and Gary began conversations about splitting up 3 weeks prior to sitting down with GMA, and that right away they sought out couples counseling. I mean,
they didn't even give it a chance.
No, they really didn't.
How can you repair anything in three weeks? They don't even know each other.
Do you think, this is a weird question, because I don't remember how it ended, but do you think maybe she didn't see how what he had said to Leslie and all that kind of interaction?
I think that they talked about all of that. I think it might be that Gary is intimidated somewhat by Teresa's success.
Yes. I would agree.
And he wanted to retire right away. I read something that he wanted to do stuff right away, and she felt loyal to the show because when she went to go be on the show, she said, I'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then she kept staying, and she's very loyal to this company she's been at for years, and they let her keep her job, and she was gone.
And she has a good job and makes a ton of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
she doesn't want to quit yet.
Right. And apparently his dad is like 95 and lives like 45 minutes away, and you know, I don't know. I think he just I don't want to work this hard for this woman because now the orgasmic haze is
gone. And she doesn't want to retire. But it's gone
because they met last July. Yeah. So their orgasmic haze, 9 months. That's about right.
God, that orgasmic haze has a really different timeline depending about who we're talking about.
Well, the most it can last, the most an orgasmic haze can last is 2 years. Oh, but it is most intense from when you start to about 9 months. Yeah. That's the most intense.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got to take a quick break. Good luck finding men to be on this show.
I think they're going to find men. And I hope they cast that one girl's dad that we met, Kelsey's dad from the Joey season, the one he picked. Remember how hot her dad was?
He was really hot.
Yeah.
All right.
There's one right there.
There. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here, and it's National Karistan Month at Hammer and Exploring Solutions. Right now, you can receive up to $1,000 off an American Express gift card with your Karistan order. They have aligned carpets. They have luxury vinyl plank flooring. They have engineered hardwood or Bellalux laminate.
These are all mouthfuls.
I know.
Wonderful flooring product.
They really do. And the hottest ones in flooring now include longer length wide plank flooring, sustainable eco-friendly materials, the white wash tones like whitewashed
or the natural oak.
Yes, I mean, I'm telling you. And it's Karistan Month. Go into Hammer this weekend. They have such amazing stores. You'll get so many ideas. They have a staff there to help you design whatever you want within your budget. And they've got three really fantastic locations on the west side of town in New Hope on Bass Lake 169 and St. Paul on Rice Street and in Hudson off Carmichael 94.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
That's all it is. Okay, a couple quick things, people. The Metro Mosquito Control is on it. They're already on it.
And because they don't need to be on it this weekend.
Well, but they've already started because we have been so warm.
And we had that rain earlier.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
And they, according to them, they do appreciate the cold blast. Mm-hmm. The larva is already, they collected larva from out in the field on February 26th. The 160 field mosquito technicians called the Mosquito Control have begun working in their labs to figure out what's happening in the highest concentrated areas. So on Saturday and Sunday, if the wind dies down, they will be sending out 5 to 6 helicopters airborne over mosquito-producing habitats to drop pellets in the larva before they turn into mosquitoes. So you may see some helicopters flying around.
All right.
This weekend, they're on it. Earth Day is Saturday. And it's not only Marijuana Day, it's Earth Day. And Minneapolis is doing an Earth Day cleanup for their 44 parks. Just show up to one of their parks and the staff will provide you with bags and gloves. And this is this Saturday, 9:30 in the morning till noon. Go to MinneapolisEarthDay.com if you want to know how you can help out. I was very happy and pleased to see that our,
yes,
that our team that cleans up our freeways has been working very hard to clean them up.
I'm sure they're going to be delighted that you've taken notice.
Not just me. And then I drive behind a semi that's coming through our town without a top on, and I'm just watching half the crap fly out of it.
It's maddening.
That is... United Airlines offers a 13% off flight discount for one day in honor of the Taylor Swift album.
Aww.
I thought it was cute. The first 1,900 customers use the promo code April 19th in the United app can redeem the airfare discount for travel between August 21st and November 13th. Hmm. I thought that was kind of fun. Everyone's getting on it. Okay, so, you know, when we learn how much or how little money Caitlin Clark was, her starting salary was in the WNBA.
I don't know that I ever learned what it was.
It was $78,000.
Well, I think she signed a year or 3-year deal for like $340,000 for the 3 years, but $78,000 per year.
Per year. Yeah. And on average, men.
Is that the contract that the
WNBA Well, I just want to tell you why it happens this way.
Men are way...
Men get 10
times that. Yeah. I mean, it's. I think like your average player in the NBA, don't quote me around this, but is around, you know, $6, $7 million a year, where she's making $78,000.
So why the big pay gap? The leagues set up the contracts. With the NBA, the men's league, its players get 50% of the league's total revenue. The WNBA only gives about 10%. I never knew this. For decades, female basketball players have called for a fair cut of the pie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even if the pie is smaller, they only get 10% of it. You know, WNBA brings in a little compared to NBA a lot, but still, the percentages that they even get are so much less.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So I just thought that was, I didn't know that.
And I read a story earlier in this week to add to that I didn't know, but from what I read, it didn't, they are now, the WNBA is saying that they are going to pay for flights to cities for these girls to go play. I think they had to pay for their own, they don't have like travel? A team flight. They don't have a team.
Oh my word.
Yeah, they had
it's WNBA. It's a good thing there's all this attention so that some of these things can get corrected.
Yes, I would agree. I would agree. If you're going to Central Park soon, Central Park has pickleball. They did a test last year, Lori, and it was so successful. They're having 14 courts there this year. 56,000 people participated in City Pickle. They're putting in new lights. You can play in the day. I like this because we brought our tennis rackets to Chicago and they have that court right downtown Chicago to play, and you put your rackets in to kind of reserve your space.
By Navy Pier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's fun. It's kind of fun playing in a different city. So if you're going to there, you can look forward to doing that. Another thing is, do you guys keep your change, or if you see a penny, do you still pick it up?
Hmm. I pick it up because I want to see what the year is. Good in case call. Someone's sending me a message.
You look at the year for the messages?
Well, like if it's the year that your dad was born or my dad was born or like one of my nephews. So I cannot pick it up because I got to see what year the coin is.
Okay.
And I can't bring myself to throw it back down. I'll throw it in my Casey Wheeler thing.
Yeah.
About you, Grant? Do you pick up a penny?
I haven't seen one in a while, but I used to, yes. I just don't think I've... Yeah,
find a penny,
absolutely.
Pick it up all day long, and have good luck.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. With the heads up, right, though? I think if it's tails down, it's fail. I think I always remembered it being tails as bad luck. Heads up is good luck. But yeah, no, I have a little drawer here with...
We'd rather see quarters.
Well, of course. Yeah. And a dime is hard to pick up if you don't have a good nail.
Right.
Here's the deal.
Are people walking right past
them? A waste management facility in Pennsylvania.
People are throwing them away?
Buckets of quarters, dimes, and nickels and penny. As a matter of fact, in 7 years since they started this waste management, this location, they've collected $10 million worth of coins that people just toss out because they don't think they're worth anything. Keep your pennies. It costs three times as much just to make one.
And the old ones have there's certain copper in them. And then they also isn't it like 64 or 62 quarters have actual silver in them? They were made with silver. So if it's 62 or 64 or earlier, keep them. They're worth more than 25 cents.
And I never thought of looking at the year to see if someone's trying to talk to me.
Yeah, that's,
that's a new fun aspect.
To see it, and then you go, oh, I'm getting a message.
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
I like that. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break. Hey, everybody. It's Julia and Lori here for Minneapolis Anti-Aging and Skin Clinic. And our event sold out on May 1st. So if you were looking to come to that, that's already sold out. But I think what it tells us is people are really excited to have someone listen to answer all your questions that you may have. And you can have free consultations at Minneapolis Skin, Anti-Aging and Skin Clinic. I just love going there. They offer so many different types of procedures. They really know what they're doing. I trust them so much. And whether you're wanting to, you know, have laser hair removal, or you want to get rid of some age spots, or you just want to have a better treatment, you know, product regime, they have beautiful products there as well. They've got locations in Golden Valley as well as in Maple Grove. Give them a buzz. Tell them the girl sent you, and you can reach them online at mplsskin.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are absolutely delighted to have in studio with us. Running hot. They're coming in hot. We have Shaletta and her friend LaTanya here with us today. And Andrew, your son, is hopefully going to be joining us as well, because there's a big event at the Mall of America celebrating Autism Acceptance Month this Sunday with a book reading and silent disco dance party Sunday, April 21st from noon to 3. Is it in the rotunda?
It is in the rotunda.
Okay, it's going to be in the rotunda.
Your Andrew is really doing quite well with Andrew Does His Dance. You've been in New York.
He is. I'm so proud of him. Y'all know. You always joke all the time he was the second coming of Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Because,
that's how you introduced him to us. Yeah. For years. Not that I made that up. That's how you go.
Yeah. He is king. This is my king.
This is my king. He's going to save the world. He's going to go on the cross and everything. It's about to happen.
You really did introduce him. For years, like that.
But you know how it is when you got your first one. You know,
I don't know that I went around.
You remember they did that to you?
To this day, I think I'm all that and something extra special because I was the oldest. I swear.
Oh my God! So I had not planned to write a book about Andrew. Had not planned at all. I write autism children's books. He does not have autism. And, you know, he wanted to tell his story. And I was like, okay, well, you write it because I don't have time to do it. And he did that, girl. He did. He's here somewhere. I guess the producer's going to get him.
Okay.
But he's here. You know, he's driving himself. He's like a little man. Y'all don't give me the man manual. Like, he doesn't want to ride with me. Oh, he doesn't want to.
He's got his own wheels.
With you? No, he's got his own wheels. He's got his little stinky Audi. So he's up front calling. I'm like, hey, I told you to ride with me. You just wait till somebody comes to get you.
And then, whatever.
And they'll be there.
And LaTanya, you're friends with Shaletta, but you're also a school counselor, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I have known this lady for almost all my life. We've been friends since we were 19.
Aww.
It's when we first met.
You got all the skeletons.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You should have a skeleton friend.
Yes, and I'll take it to the grave.
I'm sitting across from her right now. So you're involved because you are a school counselor and you at the end of Andrew's book, Andrew Does His Dance. You offer suggestions and tips for families with autistic kids.
Yes, I do. Because for the past 20 years, I've been a school counselor, and I have students that come to my office for a variety of reasons. And there are some students who come and they say things like Andrew is producing in his book. They say things like, you know, I wish my mom or my dad would give as much attention to me that they're giving to my sister or to my brother. And so I have to help them navigate that. So instead of just doing that in my office, why not do it so the whole world can take a peek into the things that happen in a counselor's office?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure it. You go a lot.
You got stories
a lot.
For days.
Yes. I'm sure.
Yeah. Manny, we don't have time to even start. Right. With
did you
all
tell
the stories.
Andrew to go and ask his mom if he could write a book?
I did not tell him that at all. He did that all on himself.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to think.
Come on in, Andrew.
Who's his mom? Shaletta. Right. She's a go-getter. He can't help it's probably but follow a, in her footsteps.
I'm sorry about your cross you have to bear, Andrew. Andrew. Andrew just came in right now.
Andrew, we've he known you it. Since you were born, kiddo.
Thank you. I've been missing y'all.
We really did. What's it like having a mom like Shaletta who's just such a go-getter?
It's definitely something.
That's right. That's right. So you wrote this book. How long did it take you to write your book?
About six-ish months.
Okay. And what was the one of the bigger messages that you wanted to get across to kids? Because you have three siblings with autism.
I wanted the older siblings and or younger siblings of kids with autism who might not have autism or any other disorders. I wanted to let them know that they're not unseen or unheard, because sometimes when you have siblings who have autism or other disorders, they may receive a lot of attention and you might feel left out or unheard or unseen. And I wanted to send this as a message to them that you're not unheard and you're not unseen, and that there is somebody who can see you.
Aww.
And your book, I mean, you obviously had the same illustrator, Shaletta, that's done your other books that worked on this book, because it's in the same Darcy Bell Myers.
She does an amazing job. She's out of Stillwater. And one of the things that we had to work on in the initial book is skin color.
Mm-hmm.
Because when she drew the pictures, everybody was as black as Sean. And I was like, hey, we're not all that color. You know, I'm lighter. Andrew's a little bit darker. Sean's the darkest. And so it's so important that we get that skin color right. And then, you know, when we threw Andrew in the book and he grew his twist, you know, she had to figure out how to draw that too. Because
is that what we're calling his hair?
Yeah, what are we calling
dreads.
It?
Dreads.
Oh, dreads. Oh, yeah. He called it a twist, and I'm like, what is that?
Well, my daughter has twists, so she has dreads, and so we had to make the dreads look different than the twist, so to be culturally appropriate, so that everybody in the family don't have a Jerry curl like Michael Jackson. It's very important. It's very important that we look like we're supposed to look, so that when people.
Okay, so Sunday, you're giving away books to the first
50 kids.
Yep. Tell us about what's happening Sunday.
Okay, so
all of
Sunday
America.
Is Andrew's big giant book party. We're having a silent disco. It's from noon to 3 in the rotunda at the Mall of America. Andrew went in there and brokered this deal with them. Sweet. I'm trying not to be salty because I got three books and I ain't never had no book party at the mall.
Right.
I'm trying.
Sent me the release on this today, and I sent Kate back a note and I said, funny, they're going to be on at 4:30.
Wow. You tell her she's late. She's late to the party. So, you know, I'm happy for him, and I'm trying not to hate. I'm smiling, but I'm trying not to be salty because, again, I have three books.
Yeah.
Okay? They've been out for years. Nobody from the Mall of America has called me. Right. Andrew's book's been out
since April 1st. You haven't had a silent disco party.
I never had a silent disco party. But my book been out since April 1st, girl. He got silent disco party. He going to New York. Good morning, America. What?
I know.
What?
Well,
what was that like,
you're
Andrew?
Getting him, you're getting
morning.
Him to go.
Good Morning America experience.
I was really excited to just go to New York in general.
Yeah.
I like traveling, so getting to go up there was fun. And I liked the interview. I got to talk to Lindsay Davis. It was a good interview.
Oh, we love Lindsay.
She's
we
so
met
sweet.
Her. She's
so
lovely.
Amazing.
She was an amazing woman.
So she did. You weren't nervous then because Lindsay.
No, ma'am.
Yeah, she was.
He's
like really
Shaletta's
good.
Son.
Exactly. He's a natural.
Like, yeah. Latonya, I'm thinking, I don't know that there's happened in this family, really.
Right.
Tell us, what is a silent disco?
A silent disco is kids with autism. The music, it may be a little too loud, mm-hmm. right? And so it's overstimulating, but as Andrew does his dance, we wanted to have a dance party. Well, there'll be 50 headphones.
Yes.
And so you could turn the volume up as loud or soft as you want and still hear the music.
I told you I went to a silent disco party in Bonnaroo. At all the music festivals, mm-hmm. they have.
Oh, wow.
Silent disco parties with people either on roller skates or just dancing with their headsets on, and you have no idea what they're dancing to, but everybody's got their own. It was very fun. So I think you guys will have a blast. Have you ever been to one, Andrew?
No, ma'am. This will be my first
Your
one.
Your first one. All right. Well, there you go.
You know, Andrew used to crawl around in here before he could walk.
I know.
He was crawling around eating
king.
A carpet.
Here's my king. Look
yes.
at him. A baby bow tie. Did you know you could get a bow tie
you
for a 3-month-old?
He had a baby bow tie, and I don't know if y'all remember this, but his first Easter, we had him a tailored suit. Do y'all remember that? A tailored seersucker suit for his first. Y'all laughed at me.
Well, and he's like, okay, Mom, are you still telling these stories?
Right. Can we move on? I am a grown. Andrew, how old are you?
I am currently 17, going on to 18 this summer.
Usually 18 does follow. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good Thank for you. Are you a senior, honey, or a junior?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a senior.
Oh, what's happening?
He's getting ready to go to college. You got to give me the manual. I'm not ready.
Where are you going?
I'm going to St. Cloud State University.
That's a great school. Yeah. Awesome. Oh, he's going to leave the nest. Oh,
well, he's not going that far.
I'm going with him.
Yeah, you're
going. No, you're not.
You're going to park your RV in the parking lot.
In front of campus. Put the slide out. Hook up to the water.
The white flag is laundry day. The red flag is I need to see your homework.
Oh, Andrew, my God. That's exciting. Andrew, we're very proud of you.
I appreciate it.
We've all been around. You're so handsome, too.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this all kicks off at the Mall of America on Sunday at
noon.
All right, noon. Be there. Be square.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Come on time. How fun for families.
Oh, my
to
God.
Come.
And this is the thing. Kids with autism, you can't see that. You know, you can see Down syndrome, you can see a child who's blind, you can see a child who's in a wheelchair, but with autism, you can't necessarily see it. And so a lot of times we keep our kids home and away from events because if they fall out or start stimming or they get upset, as parents and moms and dads, we don't want to be judged.
Yeah.
And so our kids miss out on a lot because we don't want the stigma. And so to have a day at the Mall of America, that's all about us. And we can bring our kids and they can stim and yell and scream and slap the floor and make funny noises and nobody judges them because it's a whole bunch of us making funny noises too.
Right.
This is so important.
This is so important. And I just want to say, and LaTanya, I know this, and Andrew, I'm sure you know this, your mom's really important in this community. What you've done for autism and awareness and for the kids.
Lifting people up all the time.
Nationwide.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You're going to get your own Mall of America party one day just for you.
Because it's not fair, ladies.
But I mean, you are, every time you're on, we always hear about it. And it's just, it's so amazing what you've done to lift others up. And that's your goal always. But just the awareness that everybody has and the cool things that you're doing, everyone should be allowed to have all these experiences. And you make sure it happens for everyone. Yeah. So thank you.
Thank you, ladies. And I love y'all. And I'm going to miss y'all. LaTanya, they are retiring.
Oh,
We're moving on.
More time to fart around, Shaletta. We only want to work 4 weeks out of the year, and apparently that's not a job.
We want to work 4 weeks. That's not a job. No,
that's
ma'am.
What my
sounds
boss
like a good
said.
Job to me.
Yeah, and I was about to say, if it works for you, I say do it.
Yeah, they won't let us. My boss just laughed at us. He's like, that's not a job. I go, well, it could be.
Andrew, do you sign the books that you're going to be handing out, or how does it all work?
Yes, ma'am. I will be signing the books.
And you got to sign their books before
you have
you leave.
To. You really yes. do. Andrew.
And then are the first 50 kids also getting wristbands
yes,
to do
Yes, the first 50 kids, I'm donating wristbands to Nick Universe so they can enjoy the ride. So that's why you got to show up on time because it's only the first 50 kids. They get a free autographed book. And they get
and the wristband. That's amazing.
It's going to be fun. Oh. Girl, the autism community is about to take over the Mall of America, girl.
I love it. I'm glad I'm able to be a part of it.
Yes.
All the way from Houston, Texas.
And it snowed for her today.
Oh, I saw those. That was like
yes,
snow pellets.
And I thought,
I'm
going back home. I don't want to be in the snow.
It was 80 here last weekend. Go figure.
I know. It always figures that people from the warm places come when we have horrible weather. It's not always like this. Well, Andrew, we're very proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And good luck this weekend.
Yes, ma'am.
And LaTanya, it's nice to meet Shaletta's ninth grade best friend.
Yes!
And an advocate and a school counselor and you, girl. Thanks for coming in.
I love y'all.
In three different cars did we come or just two?
Two.
Just
yes.
Two. Two. Your friend drives with you.
Yes.
Your minivan.
My minivan. And she's in a nine-seater.
Yes, we rolling deep. Two people in the nine-seater. Can't tell us anything.
I pulled up next to her at a gas station. Thank you, honey.
I love y'all. Thank you.
We love you. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
12 o'clock at the Rotunda on Sunday. We'll be right back with Hollywood Speak. All right, Hollywood speaking.
Okay, I'm very curious to see how you're going to Hollywood speak this. So yesterday... Right,
don't judge me if it's bad, though.
Oh, I think you're going to have no problem. Okay. Yesterday, Travis Barker celebrated his wife, Kourtney Kardashian's 45th birthday by posting a photo of her taking a whiz, sitting on a toilet with her dress around her waist.
I don't even let Jeff see me pee yet. I mean, I would be pissed.
Oh, yes.
Beyond. Oh, no, that. Mm-mm. And he posts it?
He posts
it. Even though she kind of looks cute, but
she
who wants a picture of themselves on a toilet? I love this girl. She pees.
Yeah.
Never.
It's tacky. It is.
Yep.
It's tacky and
that's
it's
not real.
Self-serving.
Oversharing.
And it's oversharing and it's all about him and not her.
The photo was of her, but
it doesn't matter.
It's not a very loving.
No, like I'd be like, get out of here. Shut the door. I'm peeing.
Right, right.
Run the water.
Okay, here's Alex Rodriguez. Gave an interview.
A-Rod.
We haven't heard much from him, really. I mean, other than the Timberwolves kerfuffle.
Have we wanted to?
Not really, but there was a cute interview with him in Us Weekly about his oldest daughter is in the middle of her first year at college.
Oh, all right.
And in the interview, you know, with Us Weekly, they're talking about what it's like. Basically, he's doing, wait for it, he's got a partnership with Lysol.
We use it right here in the studio.
But, I mean, when you think Lysol, you think, oh, yeah, Alex Rodriguez comes to mind.
I'm sure he cleans everything himself.
Yeah, ironic. But anyway, he confessed in the interview that he's done laundry less than, quote, unquote, 5 times in his entire life. He's 50.
I believe it. I totally believe it. When you're young and a kid, your parents do your laundry. And then he went right into baseball. They do your laundry.
Yeah.
And then he was rich enough to have a housekeeper who did his laundry.
Yep.
I totally believe this.
This does seem believable.
I love doing laundry, though.
So do I.
I would be bummed.
Right.
But that's why he got the thing with Lysol, because now he loves cleaning.
Lysol laundry sanitizer. I would love to know what Patrick had to say about this.
It's a way to clean out your laundry machine. Just vinegar and water or something. He would hate this. Yes,
because of the chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Alex Rodriguez is not going to really move the dial on a lot of people buying Lysol laundry sanitizer. It makes no sense.
It's funny that his people would even put him up for this.
Thank you. That was going to be my point. He's in the process of buying a $1 billion franchise, and you're doing an endorsement for Lysol.
Like, and you admit you've done laundry 5 times in your life, and we know you don't clean.
No, I just... where he clearly needs money.
Yep.
I mean, who's going to turn down a good endorsement? But
still, it's very... And it just doesn't match up. One of these things doesn't belong
here. One of these things is not like the other, is Mm-mm. it? Okay, here's one. Dave Portnoy, whoever that is.
Barstool Sports.
Okay,
El Presidente is his nickname, yeah. He's
kind
of he's a loud guy.
Okay, well, he's got something to say about, is he like some well-known Taylor Swift fan?
Oh, yeah. He runs Barstool Sports.
Which is huge.
And it's a very, very large media company. And he has been a Swiftieaholic for a long time, but my personal belief is that he's a Swiftieaholic because he's piggybacking off of the Swifties. He knows that if he's clout chasing, 100%. Yep.
Well, he this morning on Twitter, in all capital letters, hashtag Kim Kardashian got wrecked. I need to see your king singing her kids singing lyric about what a dirtbag mother is.
Oh, God. Well, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, he's
funny. Influential, Lori.
Very.
That's about Taylor's song, Thank You, Amy, and the song, anyway, it's the K, the I, and the M, and Thank You, Amy, because it's Amy with an I, are all capitalized, which is her Easter egg for us to know that she's talking about Kim. But anyway, and he also went to Instagram to compliment Taylor Swift's Magnus Opus is what he's calling it. That means it's like the best thing she's ever do. And he called Kardashian a rat and a snake. And then captioned it, bravo, bravo, bravo. Sing it, Northwest, sing it. So he's really all in on making sure everyone knows that he's Team Taylor Swift.
And he's been the whole way through, like, the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing. He's been a fan of that, yeah. Like, kind of like we have here, the TNT. He's yeah. been promoting it, putting down the haters. So I would actually say he is a...
I think so,
he
too.
Just knows the power of business. And, yes. And he's knows that she's an amazing businesswoman, and as is, he's a great businessman. And it you got to, you know, chase that cloud.
And I'm going to tell you, Laurie.
Yeah?
You were talking about Lysol, so the pop-up ad is tied in Downey that I just got.
Yeah. Because it's listening.
Creepy.
But here's the bigger thing.
DuckDuckGo is a new place to go, people.
Here's the bigger thing. I like knowing that a 47-year-old is still using the word dirtbag.
Oh,
that word has never gotten around. Dirtbag.
Think of our favorite word, Steve.
Well, I just think of like high school. Oh, the dirtbags are in the parking lot smoking, you know. That was always the...
I didn't ever use dirtbag, really.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Yeah, it's been... I was just like, wow, they're still using that word?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dave, according to Dave. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say. I've used it a few times on the radio.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Taylor Swift people are going back all the way to the Grammys looking at Taylor's dress that she wore, her white dress, the Schiaparelli dress with the black gloves, weird hair, the clock around her neck and all this stuff. Apparently, they're like, oh, that was an Easter egg all along. And I thought, didn't we already know that?
Jeez.
I know she didn't announce the album till she won her Grammy. And then she said, oh, hey, y'all, I've got an album coming out. And everyone was like, what?
Right.
But anyway, that dress, I guess, is what a tortured poet would wear.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to be a tortured poet this weekend and walk around in my Schiaparelli.
Yeah.
My vintage Schiaparelli. Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift's friend, Kaylee Teller, who's married to Miles Teller. Yeah. I guess they're like pretty good friends because I feel like we saw her quite a bit in football suites.
We'd see her a lot. Yeah, they are good friends.
And so on the song So Long London, she posted a screenshot as she's listening to it on Spotify. And she put a smiley face on it. And I'm like, is that shade?
I don't get it.
I don't think that's shade.
I don't even get it.
Well, Miles came by during the Super Bowl and hung out in the suite with Taylor and Jason and all of them.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's shade.
I don't think that's shade.
No.
Okay. Here's something I didn't know. Okay. Riddle me this with all the Hollywood speak. Did you know that Swifties will stream her album? Maybe they've got something else going on. They're at school. They're at work. But they stream it on silent to get her streaming numbers up. That's like a thing.
Why didn't we think of that? Why aren't we streaming our podcast? Who has all these great ideas that we didn't know about? I mean, seriously, I'm streaming every day now.
I meant to ask.
I think Steve and Donna know this. I'm just teasing Steve. I'm just razzing Steve.
But I meant to ask Brittany that. Like, are you one of these people?
She would never do that. She would waste her time.
No, but you
and it wastes your battery.
Yes, but it is. There's two ways of doing it. It is common practice because I used to work for a podcast network for a long time.
Why didn't you ever share these things with us? I mean, we don't know any of this.
There's an illegal way to do it too. You can pay companies like in China to sit there and click.
It's
and
like
click
getting
and click
names
and, click.
And bots.
Yeah,
and,
so you can bring up the views, then get more ad revenue. Not saying we did
this, but
we found this to be a situation.
Was this planted by Justin Timberlake? I never even have heard of that.
I know.
Wow. But, and we voted for two machines on like the best of the My Talkies. And I felt guilty.
Right.
Wow. We're missing out. All right. Nicki Minaj ticket giveaway coming up when we get next hour at some point. This is Laurie and Julia on My Talk. Always streaming. Reminder to you, always stream us apparently. And we'll be right back.